Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Curtis, obviously it's the first time I've had a chance to speak to you since the Spurs game. I just wondered now how frustrating it's been, obviously serving the suspension, but also how you look back at that red card now.
It's been tough. I was at a point where, I was playing games, I was doing well. And then a small mistake like that, it stops the run of games. But that's in the past now. I've moved on. I've got a chance now to play games again. So now I'm just excited.
Do you have any complaints over it? Because you're a bit unfortunate, really, with the way the foot went over the ball, aren't you?
Yeah, and no. In terms of the tackle itself and how I see it and seeing it at the end of the game, I was unfortunate. But then I seen what the referee was showing. He was only showing the clip of where my foot was on his leg. So it's understandable at the same time. But as I said, I've moved on past that. Now I'm excited for the next games that are coming up.
Obviously, this season as well, it's a completely different midfield. So I just wonder how you compare the competition for places, but also how you compare it into the kind of role that you're being asked to play within that midfield then.
It's Liverpool at the end of the day. So, the competition is always tough. I came around a team when I was 17, and the competition then was Wijnaldum, Henderson, there was Keita along the way, there was Chamberlain. So it's always been a world-class team. I'm at the point now to where, it's changed a bit. There's younger lads in there. It's freshened up, it's changed around. But again, it's the same. It's still going to be a centre mid to where, if you're playing well, then of course, you're keeping your place. And if not, then of course, it's going to get changed around. So, the competition is good. It's healthy. And we're bonding well as a team. So it's the important thing.
And up until the international break now, it's midweek, weekend. So I just wonder, is it still one competition, one game at a time, or is there any thought to carry momentum into that international break? Because immediately after, it is, of course, Manchester City.
It's each game is a time, I'd say. Of course, there'll be times when, we're changing a team around. But, the lads that are coming into the team for the competitions, we're doing a job in each game. The Premier League team is not going to be the exact same team as the competition here, and it's not going to be the same as the cup games. But as the fans and that have seen, if we change the team around, we can still win games. So that's the important thing.
Well, cheers.
Hi.
Curtis, you had to endure quite a long and difficult spell where it was seemingly one injury after another. The final third of last season, you came into the team and made a really big impact.
Thank you.
And started this season similarly, and you've kept your place maybe when some people were thinking all these new midfielders have come in at great cost. What's enabled you to get back to your really best form?
As you were saying there, I had a time where I was off it. I think it was 15 weeks or something, and it was the hunger I had in me to come back and play. The time that I was out, the team were in this best phase or spell, you can say. So there was times when I was at home or I was at the stadium, and I seen a chance to where I can come in the team and I can actually help out the team. So I just worked hard. My mind frame changed and matured as well, over the time when I was out. And I came back and I just said there, I helped the team. I was fortunate enough to help with goals and assist. But more importantly was I just needed games. They've been a time when, you know, I was out for a while, then I came back, then I might have had like two or three games, then I was out the team again. But you know, the most important thing that I had there at the end of the season was, you know, I was playing just game after game after game.
Competition for places at a club, you mentioned before, you're at Liverpool, so there is going to be a lot of competition, but lots of money spent on midfielders during the summer. How does that work? We know the phrase competition for places, but how does that work on a day-to-day basis, on a match-to-match basis, where, as you mentioned before, sometimes you come in for a game or two, then you're left out?
I think it's as simple as, you know, if you play well, then you keep your place. And the club here, you know, if I'm not playing well, they can change the team around. If Dom isn't playing, they can change him. If whoever isn't having a good game, you know, they can always change. And that's just the club here. It's a world-class club, you know, it attracts lads who want to come and play, you know, it attracts the best ones. So, you know, you've got a squad full of lads who can change a game. Then if one isn't having a good game, he's going to get changed around, and that's just what it is.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Okay, thank you.
Paul Joyce.
Yeah, yeah, we're just more just, you know, I came in a team, so, you know, so as an academy kid, I was always a kid who jumped up the age groups, and then I came in the first team, and I kind of felt like I hit a wall. I couldn't really take the next step, so it was more just going over my game and just seeing where, you know, the improvements were. I've always been a lad to come in a team. I just wanted to go and score goals and pick up the ball and run, you know, the ball and stuff. Is at the point to where then I learned, okay, there's more that the gaffer and the staff want. So, you know, I came back now and the fans are all saying about how I go and press and things like that. I've never been a kid who thought about to be the first one to go and press or to try and run the most. So I've added that in my game. So now I'm just trying to work on just the overall pattern, package and playing. And yeah, I've still got a lot of things to learn, but I'm getting there.
How did the under-21s help your mindset in the summer? Because you were one of the best players then. And do you have future ambitions for the senior squad, even though it's tough competition?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it helped loads. You know, again, the coaching staff there and the players helped me. But yeah, it was more just the run at the end of the season that I had. I came in the team, I scored goals, I was assisting. I played, I think it was like 12 games. So, you know, I came in, I had a buzz about about me and the staff and the players and that knew, and I just had the confidence and stuff. So I just went in there as myself. And yeah, you know, I was fortunate enough to make the team at a tournament, and I actually scored the goal, apparently. Well, I got the goal. So yeah, it was a good tournament, so I was carrying on the form.
Neil Jones.
You obviously captained the team recently. I know you did it when you were very young against Shrewsbury, but talk about that feeling and the responsibility that that brings with it.
It's a tough one, if I'm honest, because I've always been the younger kid, as they said. But I'm at the point now to where, you know, there's kids that are coming in now, and I'm kind of having a conversation with them that I was having with like a Hendo or a Milner and even like a Trent. So, you know, it's just about the point of just helping out the kids as well. So I think, yeah, it's good to have the armband on me, and, you know, the fans and the TV stuff can see, okay, he's captain. But every time at the training ground, I always try and just be a leader in my own way. For what, the seniors?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I say all the time, you know, if you're playing well, then of course you deserve a chance. But I don't look that far ahead. I just know, you know, if I'm playing games here and, you know, and I'm playing well and I'm scoring goals, that'll take care of itself.
Declan.
Curtis, you mentioned about like the fans and like seeing things about yourself. Do you pay attention to much of the criticism though?
No. I couldn't care, if I'm honest. I just know it's part of the game. You know, there's going to be times when you're having a good game and everyone's going to be saying he's this, he's that, he's the next this, he's, you know what I mean? And if you're having a bad game or you've had a bad game, the fans are going to have the other side, you know what I mean? So I just know it's part of the game. It doesn't faze me. I'm a scouser. It's, you know, we're used to, you know, the bad part of things. It doesn't faze me. Nah, I'm good.
David Anderson, last one.
Curtis, what have you learned from the new guys that have come in? And the big office has been a big turnover in the summer, but it's anything you can pinpoint that maybe you visit these guys, like, okay, I can maybe a little bit of that.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't just say it's them, I'd say it's the whole of the team. Example, you know, I can talk about Mo. There's times in the games when, you know, he's not really doing a lot in the game, but he will go and score. Do you know what I mean? So he's staying involved in the game, and, you know, you might think he's not as lively as he is, but his mind is always, okay, I'm going to get the goal for the team, this and that. And then, of course, you know, if you can speak about the lads that have, you know, have came in, McAllister, I'll speak on him. I mean, he comes in and how he protects the ball is just, I've never seen him before. Like, he'll receive the ball and does this thing where, like, he sticks his bum out a little bit and you can't take the ball from him. So I'm thinking, like, it just his experience in terms of, like, he knows when he's going to get pressed and which way he moves and stuff. And then if you want me to speak about Dom, I think you've all seen, you know, his goals that he scored. He's got an unbelievable shot off both feet. So, yeah, I'm learning a lot off them. They could probably say the same thing about me. But it's, you know, again, as I'm saying, it's, you know, it's the whole of the team. I learn off all the lads. I'm just that type. I've came in the team when I'm young, and there's been lads around who I know fully experienced, have played 500 plus games. So I'll always just try and take bits out of their game, and I'll use them bits, and we'll see how it works on me.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.